Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet, Eric Mossberg, and Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio Live in the Matrix, Black Poet on the check-in. Got my son, King Eric, on the motherfucking current events. My nigga Comet with the sports. What's good, yo?
What's up?
Say that again. What's good out there, man?
Big 100 episodes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dunn, on this episode going down right now. This is 100. Us doing this. That's what's up. Shout out all the listeners to us right now, you know. For the 100th time, my head's run up fucking mouth and keep it popping. What's good, man?
Definitely, man. Thanks, first of all, on my side of things, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and investing in us. Well, past 2 years since we started this, and we're doing our part in keeping hip-hop alive, keeping the culture going, putting a lot of new talent and new music going. Big shout-out to Comet for helping us on that. He's a big asset on that end.
Man, bomb
is
everything, man. Stop playing. Tell him, bomb it. You everything.
Nah, we a team.
No doubt.
You know, everybody play their part, you know.
That's the GOAT right there. That's that GOAT talk right there.
That's why we good, you know.
Most definitely, man.
We provide the platform. We provide the music. For draw the listeners, we won, you know?
No doubt. Shout out to everybody going through some silent problems and handling their business, you know? We with you. We understand. We know it's good. Everybody going through it. We all get through it together, yo.
What you saying, Bum?
Yeah, it's a big 100 episode, man. That's big for us, you know? We ain't know nothing about this radio shit and coming on here and, you know, sticking to the script, you know? Just telling people what's going on out there, you know? And here we are, 100 episodes. That's big, man.
But yeah, man, we did this shit. We started this shit and it was deep, man, in the motherfucking, you know, pandemic shit. Everybody's locked in the crib, nothing to do. King Eric hit me up like, yo, Paul, man, want to do this radio show? I was like, get the fuck out of here. Who are you? Look, now.
That's how it went, too.
Nah, it didn't go like that, man. Stop playing. It didn't go like that. Don't hit me up.
No, we just
know, I had my partner with me down with it. So I hollered at Bombit, and he was with it. We made the shit happen.
Yeah, because the funny shit is that, you know, we were talking about it before he even reached out to you, we was talking about when we do radio. If you remember.
No doubt.
And I was like, look, man, it's coming to fruition. It's just coming back. It's coming back. You put it in the universe, it's coming back. And it came back, and here we are, 100 episodes deep, none but that raw hip-hop.
Shout out to everybody representing hip-hop and ain't apologizing for nothing. Nothing they say, nothing they do. You know, hip-hop is unapologetic, and that's what we represent, that raw shit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sure. So I want to go ahead and give the people what's going on with the current events. I want to, you know, deliver a little bit of sour news for those who are looking to get their student debt relief retrieved. And apparently that's not going to be the case right now. The courts put a block on it for right now until they review the case. Now, I don't know what's going on with that, but apparently it was rejected by the courts, and that was mainly dominated by the Republicans. It was like six Republicans had the power to put that on hold for right now. So right now, we don't know where it stands.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people ain't for that shit, man. A lot of people ain't for, you know, paying for college, other people's college and shit. You know, they ain't with that shit, man. They don't want their money going towards that shit. You can't blame them, you know. That's what they feel.
You know, my take on it is, you know, all right, so you don't want to help these people pay their student loans off where these people, you know, they pay it off, student loan is forgiven, economy boost, these people get to work, economy boost, but you rather drain the money from the states and send it all the way to Ukraine, billions of dollars, but you can't forgive these students that they're trying to better themselves and be for the states. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. All these people that owe money, they're probably like people that would try to be lawyers, people, you know, just people trying to do doctors and medical school, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, whatever they finish doing, they're just going to be putting it back into the economy because they would get jobs in those fields here in the states.
Yeah, no, but you know, there's people that don't want to get up. They don't want to support that, man. They feel like get it out the mud, you know. And that's what's causing the problem.
But look,
you know,
they couldn't get it out the mud. That's why they took those loans out so they could get through school. You know, they took those loans out, and the school offered the loans. If that was the case, they shouldn't have gave loans out and see how many people will go to school. If you're not helping, if they can't get no loans, if they can't get financial aid, how many people really gonna go to school?
It's deep. You need niggas to call up and see what the fuck they think about that situation. You know?
Like, are there any students out there that's listening? You know, any students that's listening, that want to share what they feel about it?
Or taxpayers. or taxpayers that's listening, Republican taxpayers, anybody that's listening, if you feel how you feel, we want to know how you feel, man. Call us up. Word up. You with the relief or not?
Yes. Yeah, I think what happened when they messed up was they tried to wait the midterms and use that shit as a bargaining chip, where in reality, he should have did that, try to make that his ultimate goal in the beginning as soon as he got in. See, Nance looking like...
But that wasn't...
He was trying to...
Yeah, that shit was a fucking weapon. Nance like, my man was telling me today, boy. They using all this shit. My boy Kev was telling me today, man. They use all this shit as a political weapon, man. As a tool, man, for the political gains, man. Shit is all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, they you know, that was one of Biden's push before he even became president, that he was going to forgive the students.
Biden gotta go? Or we need somebody new? Biden gotta go or what?
I mean,
what
you
do
know,
you think, bro? You gotta go. You gotta get the fuck out of there. He's fucking up.
You know, he has his.
He's fucking the bag.
He got his pros and his cons. You know.
He fucked the bag.
You know, he got his good.
When Trump was
there,
it was sweet. It was sweet when Trump was there. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had no beef. When the war, all this money going to Ukraine, you know what I'm saying? America, the prices was down with shit. They going to get his ass out of here. He's out of here, I'm telling you.
Especially it's bad now when you have a lot of people within his own party that's not confident in him.
Really well
nah, you know.
They go right to the motherfucking capital. Wow, man. Somebody
When Trump was in office, more people of color were being attacked.
Oh yeah, man, even though that was fucked up.
All right, so you saying you. You're saying that it was better.
Okay.
No, but you say it was better when he was in office, but it was not better when he was in office because the minorities was paying.
Price of living was. That's what I'm saying, kid. That's all. And
when he was in office, he was giving the rich people breaks, and the poor people had to pay more. Like where do you get?
Yeah,
that
man,
it was better.
You know this part.
But where do you say it was better? If you poor, and there's no discrimination on poor. It don't matter what color you are. Poor is poor. And the rich getting
poor
tax breaks,
poor,
and the poor people got to pay more taxes. So it wasn't better. We still got to pay more. We still getting taxed more. Like all right, gas might have been cheaper, but we still paying tax on other shit. Paying more than what they paying.
When I say it's better, I mean as far as America's not fucking paying more like we paying right now and fucking bunch of shit, man, and everybody's complaining. That's what I'm saying. We already know he's a
like
piece
Trump,
of fucking shit.
Trump was
you know
giving himself tax breaks.
Yeah, we know
that's
this,
a Trump
man.
Move.
Of course, yeah. He a businessman. You know that. He's going to do that. That's what he do. Still, how you think he got money? What else about this?
You know the feds is on his head. You know the feds is on his head, too. They subpoenaed him yesterday for that
what are you
involvement of that January 6th shit.
Oh, man. This shit is going to keep going on and on and nothing even gonna happen.
Yeah, the crazy thing over there. I don't know if y'all heard over there in a part of Ukraine that the Russians took it over, and they tell all the Ukrainians they got to leave out of this place that we just took over. We don't even want y'all here. Y'all got to leave. Y'all saw that?
Oh, no. But shit.
I ain't seen that. That's war games.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, they took over. They took over a certain area, and they're making all the Ukrainians that lived in that area leave. And they making it Russian territory. Same with North Korea. So you know how the South Koreans started doing them little flying drills? So you know North Korea was testing their ballistics, right? So then South Korea started doing these flying drills. So the guy over there was like, you know what? Y'all doing drills? All right. Let me shoot some more. Let me shoot some more missiles. Like, y'all just making it hard over there. Y'all making it hard.
I guarantee you, over this week, they're going to be definitely asking for some more bread from Biden, because if one of their bases in a lot of their territory then got overtook, they're going to definitely ask for another billy.
Not what they want is more air support. They want more air support. They ain't giving them the big guns yet. They keep giving them just enough to keep them off, but not enough to win.
My whole thing, right, this is the only thing that I like what Trump was doing. And I'm going to say this. He didn't have a problem with taking care of us. You know what I mean?
He knew that's how we make motherfuckers love.
You know, he didn't care about what was going on over there. He didn't care, because it's not about, it was, you know, that's their problem. You know, that's their problem.
Talking about create the Rock be the president, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, now I'm done with celebrities being. I'm done with celebrities trying to be in office, man. Let The Rock fucking run around in Jumanji. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye,
we need somebody
who's trying to do something.
We need somebody that's, you know, and you know, poet. All these guys, just like Barack Obama when he started out. You know, he had good intentions, but once you win, they change your whole agenda. It's back to what they say.
Try to please,
you know.
Try to please certain people.
You can have all the ideas in the world. You could say, "Yo, we're gonna be pro this, pro that," but once you become that, then they telling you, "Nah, all that shit you were saying, nah, we ain't doing none of that shit." Here, read this paper. This is what you're going to say to them.
Yeah, because you still have two sides. Two sides got to agree on shit, even though you promised this and that. And the whole thing with the Republicans is they vowed to make it hard for motherfuckers. So everything that ever came up, they always against. Everything.
The president is just a public figure, man. The president is just like a CEO of a business. He's the guy that does all the talking. But everybody knows that you might be the CEO of the company, but there's always higher ups that sit above you that put you in that position. And they're the ones that pulling the strings and telling you what to do, and you just reciting what they're saying, you know? Like, yeah, you might put more books in schools. Yeah, you might do all the little things like that. But when it comes to, like, really making the waves and you know, the only people that could do that is the people, man. If the people just stop working, if the people just stops, you know, all right, fuck it, I ain't going to pay taxes. Nobody's going to pay taxes. Nobody's going to work today. Everybody going to shut up. The fucking McDonald's not. Nobody going to work at McDonald's. Nobody going to work to the train station. Nobody going to construction. Nobody going nowhere. The people that work for these government buildings that decide, now we're not coming into work today. That's the only way that the people will have a voice. It's the only way. And it would not, and it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
What's going on in sports out there, Bobby?
Oh, man. Well, we're going to talk about baseball right now. So, you know, my Yankees, you know, they 3-0 right now. Houston Astros. I never wanted the Yankees to play the Astros.
You always say that, too. But I remember you always told me that it came down to that. Damn.
Yeah, that's where it's at right now. Yankees, Astros, and Astros up 3-0.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Phillies is up on the Padres. So whoever wins out of Phillies and the Padres, they go into the World Series. And whoever wins Yankees and Astros, they go into the World Series.
This is bad news.
It ain't a good look for the Yankees right now. You know, I told you in the beginning of the year, I ain't want to play those motherfuckers. I don't want to play those motherfuckers. Those are the guys that's always a thorn. Like, they like the Yankee thorn. Like, if any other team was here, if we played any other team right now, the Yankees would be winning. But because the Houston Astros was number one in the American League, like, yeah, you know, Yankees was number one on the East Coast. But the Astros was number one on the West Coast, you know, American League West. They was number one. They had, like, 100-something wins. You know, but I ain't want the Yankees to play. Like, we lost tonight 5-2 in Yankee Stadium too. We lost the first two games in Houston. Now we back in Yankee Stadium and we lose this one. But it's a best of seven, you know. So you don't never know. The Yankees might come back and win 4 straight. You know, it's a possibility, but. You know, it is what it is.
We got to, man. They arm got to be getting tired. Their arm got to be getting tired, man. But they line up looking like they ready to use their best shot. They had to.
The Astros ain't nothing to fuck with, man. And the Yankees still got pitchers that are injured. Like the Yankee bullpen is not the normal Yankee bullpen that we started out the year with. You know, so you know. That's how we look at it. We might win 4 in a row. You never know. You know, I'm a root for 4 in a row. But right now they're gonna play with their backs against the wall because all Astros gotta do is win one more game and it's over.
Well, we need some New York magic.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be crazy over there.
I'm going to have to sprinkle some magic over there in New York. Let's get it done, man. We lost 3. Let's win 4. How about that? Let's go.
Yeah, as far as football, you know, my Jets are in second place on the AFC East. The Bills in first, you know.
The
Giants in second place and the Eagles in first for the NFC East. You know, the Niners is first place for the NFC West.
Beautiful day to be a Giants and a Jets fan.
Yeah, New York on top right now. New York on top in football, you know. New York got the number one spot for the Bills, the number two spot the Jets, and the number two spot for the Giants. So, you know, New York football is actually doing really good right now. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah,
I'm mad at it. But I don't know if y'all been watching basketball. You been watching basketball, E?
Yeah, man. I was looking at some news today. They talking about getting Russell Westbrook out of L.A.
Yeah, he went for 0-for-11 the other night.
Sick.
He was 0-for-11.
Go.
His defense was ill, but, you know, his three-point shot was off. This ain't the Russell Westbrook of the Thunder. This is not him. This ain't him. You know? I just think that They're already talking about trading him. He's on the shopping list, you know. They shopping him around, but ain't nobody really jumping for that. You know? Ain't nobody really jumping for that. But the Knicks is 1-1. Yeah, he definitely dropped down in where he was at, but
you don't see no Westbrook commercials no more.
No, I still see the Westbrook commercials of his clothing line and shit like that, but they ain't the Lakers is 0-2. They under the Rockets. They under OKC. All these teams, Phil, look, the Warriors is 1-1. The Suns is 1-1. Utah Jazz, the Grizzlies, the Trailblazers, you know, the Pelicans, all 2-0.
John Wall looking good over there with the Clippers. John Wall looking good over there with Kawhi, you know.
Yeah, they just beat the Lakers. They one of the teams that gave the Lakers a donut. And I thought they was going to win that. I thought the Lakers was going to win that. You know, there was at a point where they was up, and then they just crumbled. They just crumbled.
That's John Wall hitting threes. Clippers going to be a problem, man. They got a big three over there. They got John Wall. They got fucking Kawhi back. And the fucking thing.
PG. They got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, John Wall. You know who I don't like on the Lakers, though? I'm going to tell you who I don't like on the Lakers.
It's
Patrick Beverley. He was giving them mad fouls, and that's why the Clippers end up, you know, getting the ball back a few times because, you know, he's doing stupid shit, you know. Nah, he's just a hack. You know, he's just a hack. Like, he'll hack you. You know what I'm saying? He's just a hack.
Yeah, he's a troll.
Yeah, he's just a hack. So, but the Celtics is 2-0 on the East Coast.
The Westbrook
Hawks
is
2-0.
I don't like AD. You got surrounded.
You know,
LeBron with shooters.
You got surrounded with shooters, man.
Where's his shooters?
There's no shooters. That's his problem. That's what they were saying the other night. That there's nobody that's even he was missing shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come on.
He's missing shots. You know, AD, you know, he's trying to shoot threes. Like, if you don't take your lanky ass and put your ass under the fucking rim, what the fuck you doing all the way out there shooting threes, man?
They got to get rid of both of them guys, man. AD and Westbrook, man.
I say Westbrook goes to Brooklyn, man. I think Westbrook needs Durant. That's when he was at
the best. Get rid of both of them guys, bro. I don't give a fuck where he go. Just get him the fuck out of here. He ain't playing
but,
where he's supposed to be playing.
But, you know,
he's not playing where he's supposed to be.
There's no elite team right now. Like, think about it. Last year, Phoenix Suns, they ain't have a loss. They didn't lose till later in the year. They already started out 1-1. The Warriors.
Ain't nobody. Everybody got a one.
What's that?
Everybody got an L on the win.
Everybody. The Warriors is 1-1. The Suns is 1-1. I tell you, the only people that don't have no losses on the West Coast is the Jazz, Grizzlies, the Blazers, the Pelicans. Other than that, everybody got a. Everybody 1-1 or 0-2 or 0-1, and on the East Coast, you know.
No, I thought everybody had.
Nah. Like there's five teams on the West Coast that didn't lose yet, but on the East Coast, you know, the only three top teams is the Celtics, Hawks, and Wizards. They don't got no losses, you know. But the Bucks.
Shout out to Clarissa Seals. Before I forget, shout out Clarissa Seals, the GOAT, greatest woman of all time, boxing champ. Now, what you were saying, Dodds, didn't want to forget.
What's that? Yeah, yeah, no.
What you were saying,
the only team
that they want to forget.
The Bucks. The Bucks is 1-0. The Wizards, the Hawks, the Celtics. Those are all the four teams that don't have losses on the East Coast.
Okay, so somebody's going to catch fire. Somebody's going to go on a run.
Yeah, somebody gonna go on the run. They'll run their ass to the showers, motherfucking Lakers. But check this out. The 76ers are 0-3.
Damn.
And they can't say nothing because they, you know, they starting out the year, Joel Embiid, James Harden. Harden ain't coming in the middle of the year. This is the beginning of the year. And y'all already down 0-3.
But they know that game. Everybody know their game now. Inside, outside.
And Joel Embiid is another one that be shooting threes. Like, why the fuck is you out there? Yo, Kareem Abdul was the
nice.
Highest.
He nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to go in that tank.
Yeah, but look. Look. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the number one scoring center of all time. You think he was shooting threes? He wasn't shooting threes. He knew where he was dominant at. And that's why I don't get with this Joel Embiid guy. Like you a big guy. You a big guy. Like you should have the whole under the basket squared out. Like, nobody should be getting a rebound off of you. Nobody. You see how what's his name plays? What's that guy's name on the Bucks? Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
You see how he plays?
Yeah.
You know, he might stop and pop a three, but for most of the time, where he's at? Under the rim. You know why? Because he's going to get that second chance back. If they miss that three, if they miss that jump shot, he right there to put it back in. And
yeah, but
and that's what one
these guys ain't beats.
Yeah, but this guy, come on, Joel Embiid, like, come on, man. Like, you don't even have to jump to grab the rim. You can just reach your arm up and you're going to touch the rim. Like,
I'm telling you who to watch.
Same with AG.
Watch the Pelicans. And watch the Grizzlies.
Yeah, those guys, they come with energy to play, but like AD, like there's no way AD should not be out there shooting three-pointers.
If they leave him open, yeah, but that's the whole thing. They leaving him open just to do it, and he ain't hitting them. Sometimes he do, you know, it's not good, man. You need three-point shot makers. You need three-pointer guys out there. You need some shooters. I don't understand why they ain't getting surrounding LeBron with marksmen. What's wrong with these niggas?
They doodle right now. They doodle, man. How my man call them? Dookie Juice.
Give me at least three ill shooters.
Yo, look. Like, look back on the great teams that was. Let's just go back to Golden State a couple years ago, right? You got Steph Curry, animal shooting. Klay Thompson, animal shooting. Green, good with the rebound, good for the putback, you know? And the other two guys, what was his name? Iguodala, boom. He good for a three. He good for a putback. That's everybody was contributing, like everybody on the team hot. You can't leave nobody open, you know? And then you take it to the Bulls. You had Horace Grant. He was good for the putback, and he was good for the quick shot, boom. You had Jordan all over the all over. You had Steve Kerr all over, or Paxson, John Paxson all over, Scottie Pippen all over, Bill Cartwright under the basket. Like, guaranteed buckets, guaranteed buckets. Now you can't guarantee buckets with people on your team. How you not guaranteeing buckets, you know? You should at least be able to put up 10 points. Each player should at least be putting up 10 points. And that goes for the bench, too. The bench got to contribute, too.
They're talented, man. You asking for something.
I mean, it's really not talented because, look, you were scouted. You were scouted from college. They saw something in you in college. You was doing numbers in college. And now you come to the NBA and you're not doing the numbers you was doing in college. Ain't nothing different from the hoop that you was playing in college that's in the NBA. It's still 10 feet.
Figured out the NBA is a different beast. I'm one of the few people that are really adapted from high school and college. From high school was Kobe and KG and all them. But they realized that the NBA is a different beast, playing with grown men.
No, but that's not true, because if you look at all the teams, they're young boys on the squad. There's a lot of young boys on the squad. You might have a couple old guys on the team, but for the most part, you know, there's people that they played in college that's playing basketball with them. This guy getting drafted number one out of this college. This guy getting drafted number two. He might be drafted number 13, but y'all done played each other in the Big Ten, in the final, in the fours, and all that shit. Like, there's nothing different, man. You dribble, shoot that shit. There's nothing different. The only thing different is maybe your nerves is different. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. People playing basketball, they've been playing basketball since they're little kids. It's not like they just got to college and say, I'm going to play basketball. Nah, this was their passion their whole life. Playing in the schoolyard, playing in the park. Here's what they did. Walk around dribbling the ball all day long. To get to the stage and not show up.
They got that money, man.
You got a headache attack.
Yeah.
Plus, a lot of these guys also left. Yeah. You know, a lot of them, they kind of getting involved with that bread, like Poet said, and they just lose that drive at first. Like, for the first couple years, they'll kind of like bullshit. And then they'll get serious about ring chasing within the fifth or sixth year.
No, listen, man. Kobe Bryant, his first year, he was thinking gold. Dwayne, what's his name from Miami? What was his name again?
Dwayne Wade.
Say with Shaq. Yeah, D Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
First year. First year got a chip. First year. Kobe Bryant came in the league, left with 5 rings. I mean, granted, they all had Shaq Diesel, you know, but they came to play. They came to show you that they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys these days, it's like they just content with what they get. I think the only hungry guy out there is Steph Curry.
That's what he's trying to get. Ring on top of ring on top of ring.
He signed a $1 billion contract with his sneakers, with the sneaker company. And he's still out there playing like he just started playing.
Because Steph is out there actually playing with niggas out there. He's playing with niggas.
Competitive drive.
That shit is fun to him. Making him think he's over there, but he's over here.
He's a master at that shit. Steph loves the trickery. Steph stays
moving. But he loves the. He's the competitive person. He wants to win. He wants to show people that he could do it again.
He's having fun.
Nah, because you know why? Because people doubted him. Nah, they doubted him. They said, oh, he's a small guy. He ain't going to do this. He ain't going to do that. And look at him. Look at him.
In his league right now, he took the lead from LeBron. It's his lead now, yeah. LeBron is no
I know we got some leader. I know we got some heat over there, E, right? We got some music.
You already know, bro.
Yeah,
you already know we got it lined up. Got some new Big Twins. We're going to hit y'all with that. Man, this joint here is called Memories and Cannoli. So we're going to hit y'all with
double,
this.
That's a double
banger
win. Right there. That's two songs in one. Yep.
So, yeah, anybody want to call in, call number 516-531-9596, episode 100, Screwball Radio. Let's go.
Of my life, stop drinking heavy on the track like the levees. Time to buy a Bentley, fuck riding in the Chevy. Closing business deals, don't do shit that's petty. This Queensbridge cannoli, a nigga smoking on that Reggie. Don't make a move, you get shot in the belly. Got the bitch in the telly, she giving me head, it's fantastic. Boarding planes with guns that's all plastic. Yeah, you can catch me in your time zone. I was born my brother, but I'ma die alone. Not scared of shit, I've been doing it. I can see the haters, they wanna ruin it. It's hard to catch up. Legendary status, we been up. So pay homage, you gotta kiss the ring. You can't front, I'm in the big thing.
In America. Niggas gave me game, turned me to a monster. Broke niggas that forced me to get my guap up. Rich niggas that show me the hat without some. I'm different, I'm 1 in a mil, you want a million likes. Bullshit's a deal, they spin the block, it's a different price. Ran it up, then I did it twice. Depression almost killed me, used to wish I had a different life. Turned the Bonneville to a Benz. With stripper turned rapper before it ever was the trend. Streets taught me everything a college class didn't. I was CLS Benz and probably why I didn't finish. Multiple streams, talking music and my businesses. AMAX Platinum, spending limit six figures, bitch. We take risks and make killers, built to make millions. My crew know to touch ceilings. I put in the car, y'all finished. A ball on y'all niggas, tell a dude I catch flights, not feeling. Couple set back, couldn't stop a bitch from shitting. I'm different, turn my closet room to a business. So fire comes cold like I walk around with low iron. Pussy grip dick like snow tire. Complex's best verse and you know rider. I put the heater to your ear like a blow dryer. For me it's easy like freak bitches. The bars are fit hard. If it gets bitten, bitches keep chipping. I use them to keep my pen sharp. From fake I'm so parted. The realest smell me like old garbage. Griselda, we the realest niggas in it. I just want it for a couple years, then I'm finished. Just to show you how a rap bitch posted did it. 716, the survival of the lit it.
Yo, Screwball Radio.
Live from Matrix, Black Poet on the check-in, playing nothing but that raw shit. You heard?
Oh, forgot to bring this up. So you remember a couple of years ago, G. Depp turned himself in for a murder. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, what about that?
So the DA and the judge are trying to fight for his release.
The DA and the judge? Oh, shit, it should be a done deal. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So the judge wrote a letter, and the DA wrote a letter, and they're asking for him to be released. And I thought that was big for him, you know? Hopefully he comes home and get his shit together, you know?
That's dope. You got that's two important dudes right there coming to bat for you.
Oh, yeah, like that's unheard of. That's unheard of, you know, a judge and the DA asking for your release after they done put you in there, you know?
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, look at it. You on the computer, E? You on the computer?
Yeah.
You can look that story up real fast.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
I think he was wet and like he got wet and then went to the precinct and like confessed about something he had did.
Yep, see it right here. G. Depp may be coming home soon. Right, quick, bring this article up. So he was served 15 years for a murder. Forces of good are not working to get him out ASAP.
Yeah. She say the judge and the DA trying to fight for his freedom.
And, you know, with this article here, it got into depth of what his career was. They say he took a number of facts into account, most notably that he turned himself in. Even the family was confused at the time because they had moved on with their lives, not knowing who killed their loved one. He literally got away with it, but his soul could not bear the weight. Being that good of a person did not go unnoticed by prosecutors. Now it's up to the governor to sign it off. Yeah, he may be getting on soon. That's a good look.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. They might not. What about the victim's family? You know, somebody might have something to say.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's going to have something to say. But he did come clean with it, you know, even though, you know, like if he didn't come clean, if he didn't say nothing, you know, nothing would have happened. It would have been,
yeah.
But he couldn't, that
told me
he couldn't go through with it. Couldn't go through with it.
That shit don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it could mean a lot, man. You got people that forgive people that kid that got their kids killed and they forgive them right in the courtroom. You got people that their son got killed by the person and the father come and hug the guy and tell him he forgive him. You know, this is like an instance that it should be because he went and it's not like they caught him and he did it. Like he turned himself in because he couldn't live with himself. You know?
Yeah, I know, but the whole thing is what I'm saying is what the law says. Like, even if everybody wants him to come home, even if the family of the victim wants him to come home, what does the law say it has to happen?
You said, but what if the family don't want him to come home? But if the family decides, yo,
that's what I'm saying, too, because, you know, because he already was convicted, right? And plus the family, you know.
15? Yeah, he was doing 15, right? He was doing 15? Like, they sentenced him to 15 years.
Yep,
and he's been down
years.
How many years? Yeah, but he's been down how many years? Like, 10?
I think, but he's got citizen two. Hold on, let me see. I think 12 years. Shit. He's been in there for a while. I'm about to look that up. Hold on one second.
Bottom line, he's life, so he coming home.
Yeah, it'd be good if, you know, he did his thing. He's a stand-up guy.
Paid his debt to society, as they say.
He's honorable. That's why, you know, they gave him. That's why they didn't give him life. He gave him 15. I know niggas' body niggas came up. They're 10. So, it ain't no kind of apologizing.
Yeah, it's 2010 he was sentenced in there. So far, he done 12.
Look at that. He's short. 20.
Yeah,
he's
short
right now.
You know?
That's real. Real.
It don't even matter. It don't even matter if they get him out right here. He on his way home.
Definitely should give him some good behavior. As long as he ain't, you know, that good behavior shit, be home in no time.
Hell yeah. I wouldn't even be trying to spend no money on trying to get home right now. You done did fucking 12.
Nah, it's not him that's, he's not spending no money to come home. This is just the DA and the judge doing that. There's nothing that he's paying for, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's kind of unheard of. He's
super unheard of. Super, super. Like, that's going to be, like, they're going to use that later on in a trial. Like, you know what I mean? Like the state versus G-Death, you know?
But they're going to look at that it was left on his time. That's like it did 20. They sentenced him to 25. He did 20, and they let him go 5 years early. What the fuck?
Yeah, because what is it? So if they
sentenced him
for a year.
You know he ain't coming home clean.
If they sentence you for a year, you out of there in 8, you know? When they give you a year, you out of there in 8. So if they give you 3, you usually out of there in like 2, you know? Unless they give you a flat number and they say, oh, you got to do this flat. And then it's that. But most of the time it's like a 2 to 6 or 4 to 8 or, you know, 10 to 15 and 25 to life, and, you know, it's a good possibility you could come home soon.
I hope the best for that brother, though, man, for real. I mean, to beat those odds like that, he paying his time to society, so he should be, he sure to have his time and got good behavior at that. Nigga, why not?
No doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it's another week down. 100th episode. Damn, Smokey.
You know, I got to light up, man. It's the 100th clip of episode, kid. You ain't cracked bottle over there. You ain't drinking nothing for the 100th episode. Okay.
No.
I put it in the air for us.
Yeah, gotta do it for me, man. I don't drink dirty. I don't drink, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do it for me, partner.
No doubt, man. I will.
So you
don't worry about much. Let's go.
Yeah.
But you're about to say,
right? I was listening. Oh, I was gonna say, you don't drink.
100 episodes in the hole. I stopped like years ago, man, because I got tired of those hangovers, man. I knew once I couldn't defeat that one hangover. This was like, I think I stopped about 2017. And that hangover was a beast. That kept on lingering. So I said, man, no, I can't do this shit no more. I'm done.
Ah, that's because you know, when you got a hangover, you're supposed to drink. supposed to drink again.
Was it one of those? Was it one of those when you will you promise God that you ain't gonna drink no more?
Nah, man, I was good this time. I ain't put no promises on myself. It wasn't no situation where I'm gonna break the law or break the law of God.
Oh, you wasn't hugging the porcelain throne? You was hugging the porcelain throne?
Call, man. That was kind of like was a wake-up call.
Oh, you wasn't hugging the toilet?
Man, I had that bitch by the gripper. That's how bad it was.
Oh, you was wishing nothing to the...
You overdid it, Holmes. You had too much to drink.
Well, he was whispering sweet nothings to the toilet bowl. He was like, baby, I love you, baby.
Nigga, I was singing Aaron Hall, I Miss You and shit to the toilet. That's how crazy it was. All
right, man, let's hit him.
And my cousin took me home. He was like, nigga, this nigga singing R&B to the damn toilet.
Oh, man.
So yeah, after that night, I officially retired. So, yeah, we about to end it on this note. We about to hit y'all with another banger from Def C. And this joint here is called Dunk Contest, Def C and Bohouse. This joint is called Dunk Contest, featuring Mayhem Varan. So we thank y'all once again for building with us for 100 episodes. It's been fun. We provided dope music with y'all. And we're going to be at it again next week. So tune in, same school time, same school channel. Love you guys.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, Lindell. These rap cats is obsolete. I break the backboard like Dominique. Better yet, I'm Young Shaq Diesel taking the rim down. 360s and weatherproof boots, dunking in Tim's now. 40 belows extorted my foes. The medallion on my necklace matches nautical clothes. Plus, I put you on a poster. Time froze when I posed. Something like Starks at the Garden in 94. When I come through whipping some shit that you never saw. With my whole chest covered in silk, extra obscure. Bucatini truffles and cheese is very mature. Radicon got me feeling higher than Isaiah Ryder. Was a supplier until I chose to retire. Same mission, stay dripping, play pitching, plate shipping. Slam dunking on these niggas like I'm Blake Griffin.
Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown and the ring, make them pay twice. Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown and the ring, make them pay twice.
When all you got is questions, it's hard to achieve answers. Won't fret, it's no sweat, like stars in a team practice. Mind on my money and heart on my sleeve after. Going at it from the jump like Carter and Steve Francis. Dad was Big Larry, I'm a junior, word to Lewis gossip. Human nature, hating on the winners through a loser's gossip. My origin stories gotta include the losses. Can't reminisce, most my memories are removing boxes. The objects to be consistent in my music process. So no days off like working for abusive bosses. The culture drier than new galoshes, we proving lobsters. Glove with the 40 like supersonics, I'm shoot regardless. Luka Doncic, step back and review the options. Wild style, never like half the members of crucial conflict. Industry plants grow cause roots are watered while the youth are starving. Thirsty for the truth involved. I say that proof's upon it.
Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown and the ring, make them pay twice.
twice. Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown and the ring, make them pay twice.
Soaring over the air up there, landing 720s. Professor movements, I left the pupils, defenses clumsy. Drops a hot sauce, hopping off the sleight of hand. Bone collector wrenching a slab of ribs from their diaphragm. Half man, half amazing, only on my human side. Dribbling machines don't need plugs to euthanize. Jewish guy taller than an Escalade, historical. Remember me like Ali Mo jamming over a wall of you. Skip from mixtapes to broadcast, zoomed over huddles. And don't gotta play every quarter to post a triple-double. Guarding me, you'll slip or tumble. Offense, I'll strip it from you. Sick with it, guaranteeing plates for who I dish it up to. Don't tuck in jerseys or hype my shorts as I'm dressing. Keep silk pillowcases for these headaches when I'm stressing. Still talking trash without a facial expression. And one game could be yours, but today's an exception. What?
Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown in the ring, make them pay twice. Jordan from the free throw, Kobe on the baseline. Spud Webb vertical, Vince with the hang time. Brent Berry face on, warm-ups for the stage fright. Coming for the crown in the ring, make them pay.